10, we have the color now. The resolution on the 85 is I think, better than most expected here. The sun is pretty bright in the background, coming in through the, the hatch window. Side window, I guess it is. The patch is visible, but it's pretty dark due to the background being so bright. Do you read? Over.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Roger. Thought we'd lost voice there for a moment. You're coming in five by now. We got your arm patch now. It's very dim at this setting. We had Gene's smiling face there for a minute with along with your patch. The flag is coming in a little bit better now, however, it's still pretty dark due to the bright background. Oh, that's a lot better there at 10. Over. There, we have a good view now. Now we can see Gene again in his... We see you waving, Gene. We Barbara's in the viewing room. She says hi.
Little difficult to get the proper lighting up here, Charlie. The spot's flooded out, and we got to deflect the light.
Roger, we see you trying hard on the thing. It looks like the ALC is averaging out, and the background looks real good, the spacecraft back along the hatch. Tom's hand is covering his window is real clear. His face is dark, though. Over.
That's those whiskers there, Charlie.
I see. Thank you very much, John. That wasn't quite...
It was called about a 70... That's known as a 72-hour shadow, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Apollo 10, Houston, we now have the 210 at Goldstone. The granularity and the resolution is a heck of a lot better here. You're coming in real great. Over.
Okay. There's our overhead hatch window there.
Ken, Houston, we see some specs on your hatch window. Could you comment on those?
Yeah, they come from the dumps that we're making overboard as we progress along. I don't think any of it is due to the thruster firing, Charlie.
Roger.
Houston, the hatch window is phenomenally clear. There's